Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Oh, let's do that money thing as we welcome in Brian Edwards, MajorWager.com, Vegas Insider. Great time of the year, but a great weekend when we got conference championships. So, like, Brian, I'm curious, like, how many are you going to get into a lot of, like, player props and whatnot, or is this more of a let this one sort of ride out and then get really heavy into that with the Super Bowl?
You know, when I do player props, they're for minuscule amounts. Especially compared to whatever sides and totals I do. I'll tell you one that I'm doing. It's not a prop, or I mean, some people might look at it like that. I'm going to do Philadelphia's team total over 10.5 in the first half. They've had at least 14 by halftime and 15 of 18 regular season games, had 28 by halftime last week, which, you know, probably irrelevant. I know the Niners are much better defensively than the Giants, but the Niners' pass defense has kind of been under the radar, not that great here the last month or so, and I think that's where Philadelphia can attack the 49ers' defense is through the air.
All right, so straight up AFC Championship game, NFC Championship game. I want to start with that NFC Championship game. I mean, just based on what you're saying, are you leaning with the Eagles over the Niners?
Yeah, I am, but this is a much smaller play for me than the Bengals that we'll talk about in a minute. I've basically been betting the Niners most every week for more than 2 months and have had a lot of success doing so. But I'm all of a sudden going to fade them here because, you know, I think they got kind of bailed out last week by a horrible Dak Prescott performance that I don't think Jalen Hurts will be having. And Hurts is a more willing runner as well, and you know, so the Niners get great pressure on opposing quarterbacks, but I think that can be negated a little bit with Hurts' scrambling. So I am going to all of a sudden, out of nowhere, go against the Niners, who've been so great to me. But I just think if Geno Smith can have a ton of success with DK Metcalf at San Fran, then I think Hurts is going to be able to have a lot of success with AJ Brown and Devontae Smith and a cast of others at home against San Fran.
All right, then over to the Chiefs-Bengals AFC Championship game at Arrowhead. Which way are you leaning there?
Oh, there's no lean to it. I'm all over the Bengals.
Oh, okay. All right.
And yeah, kind of like San Fran. You know, I've been betting the Bengals pretty much every game for like 2 months. They've won 10 in a row, going 8-1-1 against the spread to the closing line. But for me, those 10 games are 10-0 against the spread because I had a -6.5 against Baltimore at home in the playoffs. I had got it on that number on Monday. Mm-hmm. They won by 7, but that was a loss to the closing line. And then the push was when they won by 11 against the Ravens in the regular season finale, and that line didn't move to 11 until you know, they announced Anthony Brown was going to start at quarterback for Huntley. So I won on that game. I actually had Bengals -7 early in the week. So, and look, I mean, I know they were all close games, but, you know, they've beaten Mahomes and the Chiefs, you know, 3 times in like, whatever, the last 13 or 14 months. And that was with a healthy, you know, Mahomes. And he, you know, he's probably going to be a little compromised this week. And that helped. But I would be picking the Bengals even if Mahomes is healthy. And that way we might be getting, you know, 4 or 5 points. So I actually prefer it if he was healthy. But nonetheless, I like the Bengals and I like them a lot.
Brian, I do want to get your thoughts on some college basketball. But real quickly, in the association tonight, Suns Mavericks, identical 25-24 records. Suns hosting the Mavericks tonight. Leaning with the home team here.
Yeah, the Phoenix is getting a little more healthy. Devin Booker not quite back, but they've gotten CP3 back, Cameron Johnson back, and they've won 4 in a row, both straight up and against the spread, including wins over Memphis and Brooklyn here in the past week, whereas Dallas The worst ATS team in the NBA, 16-31-2 to the number, 8-15 straight up, 7-16 against the spread in 23 road games. The Mavs have lost 5 of their last 6, both straight up and against the spread, and are mired in a 2-7 against the spread slump, or I'm sorry, straight up and against the spread slump. So I'll take Phoenix minus 1 or 1.5.
All right, it's a big weekend of college hoops, not only here, but also in the SEC Big 12 territories. We get the SEC Big 12 Challenge going on. A big one, and it's interesting because Kentucky seems to be playing good basketball. KU is on a 3-game slide. Kansas is at the Rupp Arena. So what's your feelings on this one?
Yeah, so now Kansas has lost 3 in a row, mm-hmm. But it's not just those 3 games they're struggling. They had won 5 in a row prior to that, but 4 of the wins were by only 11 combined points. They, you know, had kind of snatched victory from the jaws of defeat in several games, including several one-possession games against Iowa State, against Oklahoma. So, anyhow, I think Kentucky's going to be a short favorite, maybe 2-3 tops. You know, if they are 2 or fewer, slight lean to Kentucky, just because in recent form, you know, A&M's on fire right now. They beat them. They went to Tennessee, and Tennessee's been on fire all mm-hmm. year. Won at Tennessee, and then you know, pretty convincing win at Vandy the other night. So, Kentucky at 2 or fewer, I would lean their way.
All right. Before we let you go, I wanted to get your thoughts. So another good top 10 matchup in college basketball, and that will be also in the SEC Big 12. It's Texas at Tennessee. Again, Texas, kind of an interesting one to try to figure out. What are you thinking on this one?
Yeah, so I'm thinking that Tennessee's probably going to be favored by 7-ish, maybe a little more. Mm-hmm. They probably have to be favored by 10 for me to have any interest. In Texas, Tennessee's bounced back nicely from the loss to Kentucky. They've won 3 in a row by margins of 11, 21, and 29 against Georgia last night. And Georgia had not lost by more than 14 all year. But, you know, it's hard for me to, like, I bet on Tennessee against Kentucky, and they just struggle to get buckets sometimes. Their defense is incredible, though. I think Tennessee wins, but, I mean, they would have to be like 5 or fewer for me to be interested in them.
All right. So, again, that is Brian Edwards. Follow him on Twitter at VegasBEdwards with MajorWager.com, BrianEdwardsSports.com. Brian, awesome stuff as always, man. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the conference championship games.
Thanks for having me. Y'all enjoy the games as well.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for me, but John Schreiner Day continues here on 1620 The Zone.
So it's halftime.
Are you going to stick around for the crossover?
I mean, we've been crossovering all day. We've been crossovering all day, my man. You still got content, I trust.
I got you covered all the way till 2.
You're gonna freshen this thing up and bring in Josh. And
we can bring him in on the hot dog debate, but then also the career of Billy Haywood.
Yeah, what would if Billy Haywood decided not to be, you know, just didn't want to be a kid, wanted to continue that route of being a manager, when would he have gotten his first ring, World Series title?
Probably would become the winningest all-time manager
before he
in
could
MLB
take
history,
his
right?
Before he could take his first legal sip of alcohol.
See, but you know, his ego got the best of that Twins team. They were on way to winning the division, and then he just went down a dark hole.
Well,
night nurses from Jersey,
sure,
fell asleep at Fenway, and they needed a miracle sweep in the last 4-game series, and the Mariners to blow a 4-game series at home.
Night nurses from Jersey,
13 times.
Jeez. Ah. You remember when you're going through puberty, don't you?
Yeah, we all do. But you know, it happened for him on that road trip to Boston.
Another victim of the night nurses from Jersey.
They should have walked away with that division handily. So I don't know. Maybe not.
He had a humbling moment though when he got to play a little stick ball with the neighborhood kids.
Oh yeah, Jim Bond.
Yeah, he just came back to reality. It was good.
All right.
Then he quit.
Thanks for the invite, Nick.
Hey, see you tomorrow morning.
I'll be back.
Hopefully with a voice.
Oh, it's fine.
We're all good. Peak shape. All right, the Connor Happer Show coming up next. Josh and John. As John Schreiner Day continues. You guys have a great morning. Again, it's John and myself in the morning on Friday. We've got a lot to get to, and we'll look forward to be talking to you then. A lot of college basketball tonight. Also, more Nebraska football talk for the weekend, winter workouts, all of that fun stuff. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday. It's Mornings with Sharp and Hanley, 1620 The Zone.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.